State education officials are fed up with the Jefferson County School District, and they're giving the district an ultimatum: close its elementary school, hire a charter company, or turn the school over to an outside operator. I'm Lynn Hatter.
And we have some voiceless in our state. And today we will be discussing sharing information about 700 of those, which are located in Jefferson County.
State K-12 System Chancellor Herschel Lyons delivered a bleak view of Jefferson County schools Tuesday.
72% of the students in Jefferson Elementary School are below satisfactory in ELA. 72%. And what's even more disturbing is over a half are not making gains in English language arts and math. Over half.
There are only 700 students in the entire district. It recently got a handle on its finance problems with help from a state financial oversight board. But when it comes to student academic performance, board member Andy Tuck says,
and I'm reminded again of Dr. Martin Luther King and his reference to the fierce urgency of now. We've got a school that since 2003 has failed an entire generation of kids.
State Education Commissioner Pam Stewart says she's lost faith in the district's ability to turn around its schools. In addition to poor English and math scores and high failure rates, teachers have high turnover and absenteeism. The state board now wants Jefferson to consider some of the tougher turnaround options the state has. Stewart's frustration was clear Tuesday as she handed down the ultimatum to new Superintendent Mary Ann Arbeloo.
Closure, external operator, or a charter company to come in and take over the school. And I think when we do one of those three things, our students in Jefferson County will be the beneficiaries. And that is the ultimate goal and what we are charged with doing.
The ultimatum would apply to Jefferson's elementary school. Arbeloo says she's open to state recommendations, yet she also rejected strong suggestions by a state finance board to close the elementary school. Between state, federal, and local funding, Jefferson schools receive about $12,000 a student, the second highest amount in the state, but it's the worst performing in Florida. This is the third time Jefferson has had its school turnaround plan rejected. Those turnaround plans are meant to help schools get better, but they haven't worked in Jefferson. And the state board has few other options to help. That's got members frustrated and calling on the state to make changes to law. But unless that happens, Jefferson schools could be stuck in a failure cycle for a while to come. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.